Kaya FM Podcast. My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on Kaya FM 95.9.
My Money Lessons guest this evening is internationally recognized and highly respected South African singer, songwriter and actress Yvonne Chaka Chaka. She's also an entrepreneur and humanitarian. She's been performing for over 30 years, has won numerous accolades and is still doing the most as a global health advocate. A very good evening to you. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Good evening, Sumitra. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm so glad that you're on. I mean, you are so well known, but do we know how you view money? What has been your relationship with money over the years?
You know, when I was very young, my dad worked as a driver and mom worked as a domestic worker. And when my father died, things were so tough that my mother had to start playing Fafi to augment her salary. So I knew from a very early age that money doesn't grow on trees and you don't get what you want, you always get what you needed. So when Dad bought us, before he died, when he bought fruits, my sister says, because I love money so much, Dad would buy us oranges, like in winter. Dad would buy us bags of oranges and my sisters will eat theirs and I'll go and stand at the corner and sell my oranges and come with money. So for me, money is something that you have to work hard, something that you have to respect because, you know, it doesn't grow in trees. I mean, there's different types of money, you know. Money talks. If you have money, things happen for you. And that's why I constantly say it is very important for our government to level the playing field for our young people, because there's absolutely no wealth without health and education. When people are educated, when people are not being taken for a ride, they're able to work and make their own money and not wait for anybody to give them work.
So true, so true. I mean, selling your oranges on the corner. I mean, there was an entrepreneur in you at a very young age.
Well, I want to think so because, you know, Dad always said, you know, oranges give you vitamin D and all those things, or vitamin C, I can't even remember. Yes. And he insisted that we eat these oranges. So, I mean, you can't finish a bag of orange, I mean, for God's sake. So I would have one or two oranges and I would go and sell and I would have money, you know, which we called Imaliokera. That was your money that you used at school for food. Because mom would just say, you know, I earn 40 rands. So every Sunday, mom will bake cakes or scones and say, these are for the whole week. This is your lunch box. Because she never wanted us to eat achar, because that's what we used to eat at school. Bread and achar, that was the staple food for us at school. So I respect money because I've seen money come and go. If you don't invest, if you don't, you know, respect the money will not respect you as well.
You started out as a musician and, you know, obviously you are very disciplined, you respect money, you've got a good relationship with money. But, you know, as a musician, often we see that, you know, money comes and goes. Also in the sense that, you know, sometimes you don't get paid as well as you should be getting paid. What was that like in the early days for you in terms of managing the money or, you know, whatever it is that you got at that time?
You know, as a young performer, I was quite lucky that when I completed my matric, I was due to go to university to study law. Lo and behold, I failed History 1, I failed Mercantile Law, I failed Afrikaans 3 times. And I said to my mom, you know what, let me pursue this. I'm in love with the DJ thing. And I think I will make you proud. But she never saw any longevity as a mother in the music industry. And remember, in the 80s, you know, 1985, I'm 19, I'm naive, and my mother just sees a girl who's going to stay in Hillbrow. She doesn't see any career. And I'm grateful to people who came before me, you know, Mom Miriam Makeba, Mom Dolly Ratebe. Those were real superstars, and they were not paid what they deserved. But because I knew, I did not even know that in 1987, Yvonne Chaka Chaka would still be in the music industry. This is 1985. So when Phil Hollis gave me my first advance of 10,000 rand, and that was cash, remember?
Yeah.
We put the money on the floor in the house, and I had to convince my mom, you know, my sister Rizidwe, the mad one, she was walking on top of this money because Finholis enticed us to sign the contract and gave us 10,000 rand as an advance.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful to Phil that I'm in love with the DJ, sold 35,000 copies within a week.
In a week.
Thanks to people like Contra City and all the DJs who were there then, you know, Mutisani Mudise. And when he gave me my first check, you know, you see this money and you think, wow, what am I going to do with so much money? But I hated Phil so much. I was so angry with him because he would say, here's a check of 350,000. I'm going to give you 150 and invest 200,000 rands for you. And I was angry. I would hate him. But today I can look back and say thank you to that man because he instilled the sense of me wanting to invest, you know. And he will tell me the short-term investment, you want 5 years or 10 years. And obviously, you're young. You want 5 years investment because you want to see this money. You don't know in 5 years I'll still be existing, I'll still be relevant or things like that. And that has really kept me going because I made sure that every cent that I get, even if it was little, you know, people would say, oh, you deserve more. He was supposed to pay you more. But that man brought me a guy called Peggy White, who taught me about different investments and about what was money. You know, you would always say to me, you know, what is money on? And I would go, yeah, you know, money is that liquid assets used, you know, to settle transactions and things like that. And just at least you understand.
Yeah.
And that for me, I knew that if you don't cater for it, you know, and cater for yourself, tomorrow may just not cater for yourself, for you. So it is important that when you have your money, let it work for you. So the little money that I got paid from music, I invested it, you know. I started salons, and then I there's businesses that did not go well. My husband and I started a limousine company. We were ahead of the time, you know, 93, 94. We lost lots of money. But other things really went well. You know, I invested in Asonge, I invested at Telkom, I invested with Lion Pride and other companies. And I think it's very important for one to diversify.
Absolutely. I mean, out of all of that, I mean, you're really disciplined when it comes to money. But what is your most important lesson to share with us tonight?
You know, I think it is important because, you know, sometimes we as women, our ambitions as young girls, thanks to my mother, who was really ahead of her time, I want to say to her, she always said, never aspire to get married and have your husband buying you things. Aspire to work very hard and be able to do things for yourself.
Buy it yourself.
And you say to yourself as a young girl, oh no, you want to grow up and go to school and finish school and get married and have your husband buying you a house, your husband buying you a car. My mother always said, that husband is somebody's child, and he will also have to look after her family. So it's important that you work for yourself and be very independent. And I'm grateful to my mother because my husband, you know, is always there. He helps me when I can, but I'm very, very independent, and I always try to make sure that I don't live beyond my means. You know, if I see a bag and it's 20,000 rand, and if I can't afford it, I just look at it and admire it and go and say, okay, I'll buy it next time when I have the money.
Yeah.
So I prioritize things that are going to make me gain, you know, because it's sad. I remember a couple of years ago, a friend of mine came here, Hope Zinde, may her soul rest in peace. She came here and was sitting in my office, and I was doing all sorts of things. And I said to her, you see this account, my VAT account, because I'd had it very difficult. You know, when you get like 50,000 rands, but 14% VAT was 14% VAT, 7,000 rands, you chow that money. You forget that every 2 months you have to pay VAT. And one was just making money. And my accountant said to me, there's 98,000 rands you have to pay for that. I'm like, huh?
Ouch.
I did not know where that money was. I chowed it. And that made me wake up. Even today, I know if I get paid X amount, I take what belongs to me and I take the rest and I put it aside. And I've never, ever complained ever again. When my accountant says that, I say, yeah, the vet is there, because it's important. Because, you know, you always think, oh, the vet is only in 2 months, I'll pay it in 2 months.
Yeah.
And you just use this money. So for me, it's important to know what is yours. And even if you invest, you know, that capital gains tax, you have to pay that as well. You can't just say, you know, I'm not going to pay. Because it's important to be a law-abiding citizen and pay what you're supposed to pay yourself. Though, you know, not evade tax. It's very, very important. So constantly tell the young musicians that when you make money, make sure for you and pay your dues as well. And with that said, I hope our government can know that we as artists also pay that, also pay our taxes, and we're not vagrants. And our needs should be catered for as the creative industry as well.
Mom Yvonne, before I let you go, any weaknesses? Or let me just say, what do you like to spend money on? Do you spoil yourself at all?
You know, I do the things that I love, and I do the things that will make me grow. You know, just started my own radio station now for women, to empower other women. It's called Women Radio. So I put my money in things that are going to help others as well. I know it's not very easy, but you know, because I'm this advocate and I'm using this platform on Woman Radio, thank you to DDSA and other people, you know, Portia and Sibulelo and Bongi and all those other women who are supporting other women. I want to say thank you very much to them. So I'm not a very extravagant person, you know. I live a very, very simple life. When I have, I always, you know, I went to the school where I completed my matric to go and help some of the students paying for their fees and things like that. So I live a very, very simple life. But I must say, my underwear is the best, because I don't want to fall there and die and wearing something called Serenadon. No. For me, that's my best. I have to have nice underwear.
Have the best underwear and have matching underwear always. You never know.
It's never going to be black and white. If it's black, it's black and black. If it's red, it's red and black. I don't like Serenadonki. That's what I spoil myself. And I love comfortable shoes because I've got bunions. Comfortable shoes for me, they are the best. And then my underwear. The rest, really, I'm a very, very simple person.
Well, it was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time this evening. And thank you for sharing your money journey with us. It was such a pleasure. Mom Yvonne Chaka Chaka sharing her money lessons with us. And that brings us to the end of our show this evening. Join me again next Tuesday at 8 p.m. for My Money and Me.
My Money and Me, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.